Okay, so let's just start everything off. As we said, I'm Ophelia. I'm a film and theater major, as you can see. And then we have Katrin. So basically, Katrin, if you come up a bit closer.
Yes.
And if you, she will ask you the questions, and I'm just here as a second person.
Don't worry.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Katrin. This is Ophelia, our amazing cameraman, and we're from the class How Movement Makes Meaning. We would like you to ask you some questions about you as a person and also as a dancer. So to start off, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Maria Ferreira Silva. I come from Portugal and I live in Belgium, in Brussels. Yeah.
So what inspired you to be a dancer?
I was trying to be a dancer, well. Well, actually, you know, I was young. I was 5, and my parents were trying to find a hobby, and I ended up in gym class, gymnastics, and I really didn't like it. So then I tried ballet with this teacher that was opening a new studio, and then, yeah, I started when I was 5, and then it went on and on and on.
So, many people start off with ballet as you, and then they progress from there. So, what was this progression for you like? Did you try different dance styles before you found contemporary dance?
So, I studied from when I was 10 until my 18-year-old. I was in Lisbon in the conservatory practicing classical dance, modern dance, and folk dance. I did a bit of tap dance. And so, after that, I moved to Belgium, and then that's when I started contemporary dance. But it was a little bit an accident because I did the audition to the school. I must say I didn't know much about the school, and but during the audition process I got to experience contemporary dance, different kinds, different styles, and yeah, I guess I was already looking for that kind of dance, but I hadn't been exposed to it.
Yeah. So what do you do to get into your creative zone?
You mean as a dancer?
Yes, as a dancer.
I guess I usually work with the practice. So I have different practices that I change or adapt according with different works that I do for different choreographers. But I try to wake up my body at its fullness to be able to have access to what I need when I'm working, to tools or to the openness to and curiosity to go for the
What do you do to keep yourself motivated and interested?
I keep searching for new inputs from many different sources. It can be music, it can be text, it can be films, it can be concerts, it can be also different artists within the dance field. I know that lately I've been more searching out of the dance field, but
what was the biggest opposing force that you encountered on your creative journey?
Creative, you mean as a interpreter, as a dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat again the question? Sorry.
What was the biggest opposing force that you encountered on your creative journey?
Something that just didn't work out for you, and how you overcame that.
It's a hard question because I guess it has, it's related with different specific moments. I guess there's not one, just one formula to solve those ones. It depends on so many factors. I guess you have to see things through different angles and be able to act upon the situation itself.
Have you ever thought of giving up, and what made you continue?
I haven't thought of giving up, but sometimes I'm curious to do other things. But I guess once I'm at work with people, this keeps me going. So I guess it's more the gaps in between each work that maybe gives me more doubts. Of course, that sometimes some works also make me question, oh, do I want to keep going with this? But again, like the works, as a freelancer, the works that I do, they are so diverse, at least what I'm interested in and what I'm searching as a freelancer, they are so diverse, and this diversity is so important to me that I keep searching for this to give me perspectives and information from different sources, different perspectives, yeah.
If you had to start over, what would you do differently?
Oh my God. I don't know. I guess if you go back, you will always make different choices. You will never do the same choices, so. But there isn't anything that I would necessarily change.
What was the best advice you have ever been given?
I'm sure I've been given really good advice, so I should find the ones.
Something that someone said to you that was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, there's this tool that Jonathan Burrows, a choreographer, once told us that has to do with the rate of change. Like how often something changes. That it's, that really rung a bell to me in how you compose and how you, because the dancer, you also, I believe that we also compose a lot.
What are you proud in your life?
Proud?
Proud.
I think in the fact that I've been able to be part of very different kind of works. So bringing me to research on very different topics, and also with different, yeah, of course, different people.
How do you want to be remembered?
How to be remembered? Oof, as me, as, yeah. Nothing particular, yeah.
Have you ever felt enlightened by something that has given you a new perspective of life?
Again, could you repeat?
Have you ever felt enlightened by something that has given you a new perspective of life?
Yes, but I guess this happens in sometimes in a very subtle ways. It's maybe it's not a big event, but it's something that makes me see clear. How do I proceed next?
How does movement make meaning to you?
Well, I think movement makes meaning to me, but I also give meaning to the movement. So I think it's a constant exchange. It also depends where where it comes from or where do I go and get it. So yeah, depending on different processes, it will come out different ways. Yeah.
If you could change one aspect of our...
Sorry, maybe can I just say something still?
Yeah,
I think in dance there is this process where you search for a material. Sometimes you depart from a given phrase, or you build your own given phrase, and then there was this old part where you structure and worked and craft with it, and afterwards, or through the time frame, through rehearsals, you will, the material will always change, it will always become something else. So then sometimes at the process of certain works, you have, at the end, you go back and you start giving or trying to find again the meaning of this material, which is different from the source where it started from.
If you could change one aspect of our society through your work, what would it be?
Oh my God, yes, let's change the world. I guess we could, yeah. I think equality is so important, and listening. I think just these two things would change a lot. Yeah.
What is the ultimate message in your creative expressions?
I think it has to do with this listening aspect, or yeah, taking the other as the same, because we're all made from the same material, and yeah, in a way, trying to demystify this place of the stage and the performance and the audience, but that there is a connection, even though we are in different places or roles. How can I bring to you an experience, or you can reach some places through what you're seeing or experiencing?
Anything
you have to add? No, I think I'm good. Unless you need something else.
Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Cameras off?
Cameras off.
And this one? This one, we're getting there.